The Real, Imagined and Mistaken History of the Spirit of Gravity. A poem in six parts. It started with Nietzsche above a pub. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, my fool's hand reached towards a cabinet, though not of Caligari, but more prosaic returns. Seeing into a future unfurnished by interpretation. A random book, a random page, but no commandment, no elegant adornment needed for a name. Agreed to refrain for more romantic concerns. Seeing into the future unrestrained by interpretation. Three of us flicked through yellowing words and musty language. Paper curled towards opening in the same few places. Stale air fanning faces, to chance upon a word, sentence or heading that brushed the eye, impatient to fly away. For a night above a pub. For Rimbaud and Rilke. For Rimbaud and Rilke, thus spoke Dan, step right up, presenting for the first time the Spirit of Gravity. And so above a pub, the lift, I think it was, hope and ruin to come. The first of many places, staging posts of going from pillar to post to host. Sound. We love what you do, but we don't take enough behind the bar on a wet Thursday night in February to justify you blowing up. Minimal impact, please take note. Our noise controller. For the pleasure of six shy men with goatees. So go, please. A man hung upside down gave us the booking. American? Canadian? Certainly contrarian. Bald Jeff, as he wasn't known, but in this poem, to distinguish from Bald Jeff, who would one day wear a wig to do the talking at our gigs, cheese master of ceremonies. Initially, the founding duo used these nights to plough a lone furrow, inviting like minds to bring synths and symphony and hopefully bums on seats. Yet, after those first few months of Malevich, night on night, sound on sound, suprematism was abandoned for collectivization, and gravity was shared, white on white squared. From then on, a storied blur of aforementioned venue changes, posting stages on a journey through the Brighton music scene. Layers from different eras revealing themselves, disappearing themselves, yet somehow surviving, and whisper it, loudly of course. Thriving. Only as this city can, of lost rivers, shifting graves, secret passages and slaughtering places. Those wet Thursday nights suit us fine. The not going out night for the not going out type. A heady combination that formed a strata of loyalty, embedded under two decades of music for free listing magazines, but buried beneath others' words is another language. Alone in an empty house. Sing with mine own ears. I remember, before we had this place, this space, which gravity placed, we were not jazz at the lift, we were fields. We were not folk at the Commedia, we were fields. We were not punk at the Free Butt, we were fields. We were not indie at the Albert, we were fields. We were not rock at the Green Door Store, we were fields. I remember when this was all fields. Those do I not resemble. The voice soft, the hand eloquent, the eye expressive, the heart wakeful. Instead, sampler, synth, computer, fearful of multiple wires and sockets, the hum of the overburdened, a silence of sorts broken by the continuous buzz of waiting electricity, punctuated, no doubt, by Tony swearing under his breath at the latest near death of something battery-operated. This I do resemble. All fields. The next 20 years for the new possessors. Stand aside, Nietzsche. A nod to agenda once well concealed, now thankfully more frequently revealed. To remember. Of all treasure pits, one's own is last excavated. So causeth the spirit of gravity. So don't ask me the way, for it does not exist. Keep finding fields. That is your gift.